A Century of Spiritual Text, St. Theodoros, number 14. Many people wonder whether thought stimulates the passions or the passions stimulate thought. Some say the first and some the second. My own view is that thoughts are stimulated by the passions. For unless passions were in the soul, thoughts about them would not disturb it. What we heard was the opinion of St. Theodoros the Great into his spiritual text because of the great debate that reigned among the ascetics in his time. They tried to correctly understand the passions, their origin and action. There were different opinions which were the subject of great debates. It is therefore natural that St. Theodoros felt a great need to comment on this for the sake of his disciples. But he keeps it simple and refuses to be drawn into fruitless speculation. We will understand his words better when we recall the many discussions on various theological questions in which we either directly participated or were only in the role of observers. There are quite a few people who get carried away by searching for an answer to frankly speculative questions connected with theology. They devote a lot of time to them and discuss them with great pleasure, even if this speculative theology has a certain place in the work of experts. Yet the complete domination of the heart by such topics is a certain sign of pride, which instead of holiness seeks the intellectual satisfaction that comes from the war of arguments within the debate. St. Theodoros could not be drawn down by this temptation. He speaks his mind, but instead of achieving intellectual satisfaction, he focuses on achieving purity and holiness. His example is extraordinary reward for the instruction he has given us, and it is really useful to master it. St. Theodoros, intercede for us. Amen.